Kimmy Sun Wei. This is Morningstar Galley, one of the producers for KPFA's 2022 Indigenous Peoples Day special. AB 1936 was passed on September 23rd, 2022, also known as California Native American Day, now a state holiday. 1936 changes UC Hastings to UC College of the Law, San Francisco. This law will take effect January 1st, 2023. The name change efforts was part of the restorative justice efforts in addressing the massacres of Yuki peoples by Soranis Hastings. We thank Round Valley Indian Tribes and the Yuki Committee for their participation in the name change. Here is now an interview with the Yuki Committee that was appointed by Round Valley Indian Tribes through tribal resolution.
Steve, can you share with us some of your reflections and experiences in this process of the attempt to change the name from UC Hastings to Poinam?
Yes, Morningstar. I was involved in many discussions, well, among those 8 discussions with the Hastings Board of Directors, principally Simona, who was the chair, and Chip, the vice chair. But at those meetings, they decided that there was no answer, no clear answer to my question about why the name was not a good name to change to put on their law college. And so I felt that in the fact that they had no clear argument, and these, mind you, were trial lawyers and all attorneys, had no clear reasoning why, not even to this day, why they chose not to honor our ancestors and name the college Poinam. So in my research, what I found was this process started in 2017. And so I believe there's been a lot of backroom deals and a lot of discussion going on about this name San Francisco. And so before we even started in January, it was already a done deal. So I feel like at this point, all of our Native people, all of our committee members, we were all disrespected. None of our opinions, none of our words, none of our questions, our statements, any of it were listened to. And so I don't feel that this process was fair to any of us and that it was a done deal before we even started. So a lot of disrespect to us and the Native people of California, I believe, as well, because this was important to everyone.
You know, I very much see this as a violation of Indigenous rights, as a violation of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. I'll just cite some of those articles from the UN Declaration and would definitely like to hear your response to that. So it says, Indigenous peoples and individuals are free and equal to all other peoples and individuals and have the right to be free from any kind of discrimination in the exercise of their rights, in particular that based on their Indigenous origin or identity. Indigenous peoples have the right to self-determination by virtue of that they are freely determining their political status and freely pursuing their economic, social, and cultural development. Indigenous peoples, in exercising their right to self-determination, have the right to autonomy or self-government in matters relating to their international and local affairs, as well as ways and means for financing their own autonomous functions. That Indigenous peoples and individuals have the right not to be subjected to forced assimilation or destruction of their culture. Article 13 especially states, Indigenous peoples have the right to revitalize, use, develop, and transmit to future generations their histories, languages, oral traditions, philosophies, writing systems, and literatures, and to designate and retain their own names for communities, places, and persons. And Article 14 states that Indigenous peoples have the right to establish and control their educational systems and institutions, providing education in their own languages in a manner appropriate to their cultural methods of teaching and learning. And so we have a letter that we are drafting on behalf of the International Indian Treaty Council, stating these international Indigenous rights violations that UC Hastings did violate the rights of the Yuki peoples, of the Round Valley Indian Tribe, and of California Indian peoples. And so it would just be good to get your reflections on that.
Hastings violated every one of those edicts that you pointed out. basically their tone throughout this was that of disrespect, that they were intent on doing what they were going to do, which was name their college what they wanted to name it, regardless of what any of our committee members or natives or any supporters had to say. And so I agree with what you're saying, and I really appreciate that letter outlining the disrespect that this Hastings had for us.
Thank you, Morningstar. This is Nicole Whipple. I'm the secretary of our Yuki committee. I'm also obviously a Yuki descendant, and I echo what Steve has to say that, you know, I agree that we have been not only discriminated against, but, you know, our rights have been violated. For them to just say, oh, we just don't get it, we just don't understand, so we're going to have to go with the easy fix, was very, very hurtful and hard, especially for me looking at going into this career path of this is what I'm going to continue to face that we've been facing all of our lives in a predominantly white world. And, you know, I think that in itself, to hear those board members on the fear that it would inflict on others is enough reason for the Senate to be like listening and saying, hey, they couldn't do it, but we can. We can say this is not okay, and we're going to put a stop to it.
Thank you to Nicole Whipple, who is the secretary for Yuki committee. We also have two members joining us. I believe one is Mona. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Mona Wanderson. I'm Yuki descent, enrolled with Round Valley Indian Tribe. And I feel that through this whole process that was supposed to be a fair and equitable process has been pretty much a show. It has not been fair and equitable for the restorative justice, nor in the process for the name change. Throughout this whole waste of time, the Chancellor of Hastings has been a divisive sort of person, pitting Native people against Native people, family against family, our tribal council against our Yuki committee. It's just been a total imbalance of justice. The consultation, in my way of thinking, was done totally wrong. I don't feel that the Hastings board should have led any of the meetings. There should have been a mediator. And in the beginning of the consultation of the name change, we asked our tribal council, and it's in our resolution that they approved, that we would have at least two representatives in the room. And we only had one. Our chair, Steve Brown, was the only one allowed. I don't know if a baseline was developed first before stepping forward. It just seemed totally wrong. Any of the restorative justice initiatives that have already been worked on have not included the guidance of any Yuki committee member. Usually it from what I consider tokens, and it just not right. What's the hoops? It was just totally wrong. I just keep going back to the imbalance of justice. When I asked Mr. Fegman, what is the point to having all these meetings on restorative justice if you guys already know you're not going to even go forward with the name change? You guys are set in your ways. And only thing he could say is, well, if you talk well enough, maybe you'll change the board's mind. Meaning they already had it set. And that was before summertime came. It's a major frustration, and it's a shame on a progressive college like that. I hope that answers you.
It does. Thank you. I see that we have had another caller join us.
A name, Poinong, that means one people, a name that could have brought us all together, a name that could have brought Hastings even further up in prestige and how they handled things. But instead, through deviousness and doing the Fegman cha-cha where he goes and takes care of things and comes back and tells how it's going to be, we have been left out of the process.
That is Deb Hutt with the Yuki committee. I wanted to open it up and invite April McGill if they would like to respond.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Morningstar, for inviting all of us here to share what has happened with UC Hastings and this process of the Yuki name change. My name is April McGill, and I'm the great-granddaughter of Minnie Fulwider, one of the last Yuki speakers. Just listening to our relatives speak about the history and the genocide of what's happened to our Yuki people, it's really unfortunate how this process has really divided up so many of our Indian people. We've seen that Hastings set out to connect with Round Valley Tribe, knowing that our tribal council is of mixed tribes. And even though we all are in the valley and representing all of our people and we're married in, it still was a divide there. You know, when our Yuki people spoke up and really talked about how this was important for a name change because of what happened to our people, there was this divide and it was really unfortunate. And I think that we felt that as these meetings progressed, the Yuki committee was never fully supported. And I think it took the media to really bring attention to the name change and what we all really wanted out of the name change, because we kept hearing, what is the name change going to do? Well, the name change does a lot more than just give it, say, an Indigenous name and a different identity. It really brings forth those restorative justice components that the Yuki people deserve. It's unfortunate that we saw a lot of our Yuki families who may not have been in support of a Yuki name change, but I think that Hastings set out to actually pinpoint those individuals and put them against us. Or I think speaking also to the Indigenous relatives of San Francisco, different Ohlone people who had their opinions of supporting us and being against us. And then also the board at UC Hastings. There were some board that were for us and there were some board that wasn't for us, but I felt like they kept pressuring a lot of people and there was a lot of guilt there that people wanted the name change, but yet they didn't want to go against Hastings. I think Hastings put a lot of fear in people. I feel like they made a lot of promises, not only to our tribal council, but to individual families. And I think that those are practices that we see throughout colonization. We've seen this division and putting us all against each other. The Yuki name change of Poinam, that was not the only name that we came up with. There were many names that were put forth by our Yuki people. I'd never heard of any other names from any other tribes, or I never heard of a Ohlone name that was put forth. And I think that that was what was unfortunate, because when I asked Hastings, staff or board members, why are we in such a hurry? If you're not in agreement with a Yuki name like Poinam, then why not? Let's talk about an Ohlone name then. Let's talk about another Indigenous name. Maybe we want to honor an Indigenous leader. And they were like, no, we don't want to do that. We need to move on. We've been at this for a long time. And really, it wasn't, we had not been in discussion of the name change for a long time, because they never wanted a Yuki name. They never wanted to change the name of Hastings Law School. That has always been the case. It wasn't until the media brought attention to the school that then all of a sudden they wanted to change it to, say, San Francisco. And I think it really divides not only the community here in San Francisco, but as Indian people and families. And really, this should be bringing us together to see like what a name change can bring to our people for healing and restorative justice. So thank you.
Thank you. And that is April McGill with the Yuki Committee. Thank you.
Chimi Senwi, this is Morningstar Galley, your host for this Indigenous Peoples Day special. We thank you for tuning in to KPFA 94.1 FM and online at kpfa.org. We take a minute to acknowledge our listeners across the Ohlone Bay and all of you tuning in across Turtle Island. You just heard an interview with the Yuki Committee. The Yuki Committee was appointed by tribal resolution by Round Valley Indian Tribes. The name change efforts of UC Hastings to UC College of the Law San Francisco was part of the restorative justice efforts in addressing the massacres of Yuki peoples by Soranis Hastings. We thank Round Valley Indian Tribes and the Yuki Committee for their participation in the name change. Music Breaks by Kalina Lawrence and DJ Lute. Song Don't Count Me Out, also featuring Desiree Hart.
Release my heart from grief and negligence. I guess I handle pain with elegance. But I'm screaming, when is enough enough? This can't be it. I'm losing grip, I'm giving up. Back in the day, this world took my innocence. It's like trauma means the same as Indigenous. Historical, current, and the in-between. from age 3 all the way to age 18. Ward of the court without a soul to trust. Whole families lost, then forced to readjust. Now 24, yes, my knees buckle. I must alleviate these red struggles. Addiction, poor health, jail, and suicide. These things are killing my people nationwide. Addiction, poor health, jail, and suicide. These things are killing my people, genocide. No more surviving, it's time to thrive. It's time to thrive. If it's death or life, don't count me out, don't count me out. No more hiding, it's time to shine. It's time to shine. When the people rise, don't count me out, don't count me out. Spiritual warfare transfers into the physical, pain still there. Staying alive is a miracle. Used to the struggle, so I fought myself. Giving people rebuttals when they offered to help. Trusted no one, stopped giving thanks for life. Creator shook me, truth is I almost died. Took tragedy for me to open up my eyes. Couldn't recognize abuse cause it was normalized. I am the sacred, took time to understand. My ancestors are with me, I'm held by the hands. I lost hope against the wall of my throat. My heart broke, couldn't be the story I wrote. Perpetuating violence, sacrifice my health. Only down to break the silence when it helps someone else. Can I help the world before I help myself? The strength inside of me is truth of the self. No more surviving, it's time to thrive. It's time to thrive. If it's death or life, don't count me out, don't count me out. No more hiding, it's time to shine. Beautiful beyond imagination.